What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
This will only be the sixth time in the history of the Bulls that they'll lose a home game by 40 points. That is the final margin tonight. Cade Cunningham with 20 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Beasley at 24 and set the new single-season Pistons record for three-pointers. Huzelis at 12, Giddey with 11, 6 and 4.
Adam Amin on the call there, courtesy of CHSN. It was gruesome last night. Kobe White and Nikola Vucevic missed their combined first 13 three-point shots. The Bulls missed their first 20 three-point shots. In the second quarter, the Pistons went on a 25-0 run. And I don't know how much Mark Grody and the Dorf were watching together last night, but there were air balls like Patrick Williams at the elbow. There was a pass into the arms of opposing defenders. There were passes out of bounds. It got ugly, and the booing was loud in earnest, it says, with about 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Groats, you felt the boos, heard the boos there?
Oh, it was 56-22. I can tell you are correct. Second quarter timeout is called, and it was almost like everybody was waiting for that break and play just to roundly, thoroughly boo the Bulls and the performance that we were seeing out there last night at the United Center. And there was that helpless feeling when you're watching an NBA game where you just know that they ain't got it. And it's like beyond bad. Like, this might be a bad starting five for the Bulls, but it was also just a bad, bad night for professional NBA players on the Chicago Bulls last night, and a Pistons team that showed you a lot as well.
Yeah, this is Billy Donovan after the game on the quality of play and the loss.
Well, it's embarrassing, you know, when you're sitting there and that's happening. There's no question about it. I think our guys, probably feel the same way. You know, they invest a lot in it. But, you know, it's one of those things, to your point on the home court, yeah. I mean, you know, who wants to, you know, go through that, whether it be the players, the fans, any coaches, anybody, you know? You know, the physical part is something we've always had a challenge with, you know, and we're going to have to find a way to fight through some of it. And some of it, quite honestly, we do get overwhelmed physically with size and strength. We just do. And, you know, but in a game like that, you know, what I'd like to see a little bit more of, you know, is someone going to take a charge, you know, just something like that. So these are things that we you know, that we kind of get confronted with that we've got to, you know, respond to, quite honestly.
This is what Billy signed up for. This is what he gave voice to kind of passionately and interestingly after the deadline of, like, and after the Zach trade, I should say, about, like, what he's ready to do. here you go. This is going to be ugly the rest of the way. They lost by 40. And the Pistons are decent, pretty good young team, but really just decent.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more like this. And that's a good thing for the organization, as awful as it is
for
Billy.
I mean, and I don't like it from the standpoint of having gone to the game and the energy just not being in that building, even before. I mean, look. Here they were, because yesterday we talked to Tim Sinclair, the Bulls PA, you know, because we were trying to figure out who's going to be the last guy introduced and what's the order going to be.
Who was it?
It was, ready? I'll build right up to it. Josh Giddey, number one.
Oh, boy.
Nikola Vucevic was number two.
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
I know.
Next.
I know. From, I tried to end the show 20 minutes ago.
Say from China?
From Chicago.
Chicago.
Io DeSumo.
Io DeSumo. Wow. Third.
Oh, three?
Yeah. I know. Surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'm sorry, I did the wrong order. Hold on a second.
This is why we should have ended the show.
Hold on.
He was
Montas.
On
I just did Montas in bold for some reason. I mixed myself up
and
on my phone notes.
I did.
Montas Bazelis.
Hey, you can never get any napkins with these sandwiches.
he was third.
It's a fun movie.
Buzelis 1, Giddey 2, Vucevic 3, Io 4, from North Carolina.
Kobe
White.
Wow.
And
just like Tim said.
Yeah. It was, and you know how usually there's that collective fan roar that you hear like when everybody is in unison?
Yeah, not
and
so
then,
much.
And then when you hear this at a game, you get to hear individual claps.
It's clapping. Oh,
there was, but no, but you could hear the individual clap. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. When the sound meshes together. You know what I'm talking about, Spiegel.
I do.
An audio guy. You're a big Odyssey guy. Big audio guy.
Yes. I've...
What the hell is this guy doing, dude?
Forget it. He's rolling. Keep going, Gross.
You know what I'm talking
Finally
about.
Finally showed up.
So it just, you can.
Wow! Don't take that from him, Mark.
Yeah, don't do that.
In other words,
he probably didn't hear it, Danny.
No.
Don't worry.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
Good job.
You can hear the individual claps, is what I'm saying last night. Like you don't want to hear
from
that
from you and Dan
clap,
Dorfman.
Clap. Yeah, from the Dorf. What's with you and the Dorf?
Why are you so offended by the
Dorf?
Stop. Who is Dan Dorfman?
Dan Dorfman.
That the two of you have been talking about Dan Dorfman.
He's a person.
The last 2 days.
He's just a person.
Like everyone should just know who he is. Is Dan Dorfman?
He's a friend of mine. That's all it should matter.
Oh, is he that one arm guy?
Yeah, he's one. Yeah, he's got that little.
Just say my friend. I'm going to the Bulls game with my friend. I have no idea who the hell Dan Dorfman is.
Dan Dorfman
is the unofficial score historian.
Right, he's done plenty of work for the score. He actually used to do a column on 670thescore.com.
Wishlist?
So know your score history. What did you say?
Wishlist?
No, that was Wish. That was Wish who did that.
I cannot stand that guy.
What's Wishlist?
It's another person. Greg Wishnowski.
Wishnowski?
Greg.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Wish? But no, the
but
Dorf.
Anyway, the Dorf.
The Dorf is, yes, he wrote the 20th anniversary, 25th anniversary.
Kind of like Doug Jewelin. It's fun to say.
The Dorf?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So.
That's a wrap.
And that's Dorfman. Okay. That is Dorfman.
All right, Dan. Yep. I feel like I know him so well now.
I can get you his number if you and Anthony
get him some screen time.
Get some
FaceTime with the Dorf.
Dan Dorfman.
Honestly, Dorfman is a White Sox, literally a White Sox historian. So you guys actually might be able to learn a thing or two.
Well,
from
the White Sox, they're one of the key franchises in the city. So. You know, it's important.
Absolutely. I think these guys could learn from the Dorf. I'm just saying.
Mark Grody, you're the best. This was fun.
It was a really good time. I'll see you Friday. I'll be back.
See you Friday. Tomorrow I get to work with Anthony Herron.
Yeah, big categories tomorrow, did I hear?
You did hear that.
Nice.
Dave Wanstead tomorrow. I think we'll check in with Bruce Levine on all things baseball out there in Arizona. Sox and Cubs camps both underway. And Ant and I will, kick it around. I got some Bears things for Ant. And then you and me back on Friday.
Bears.
Got some possibilities for things on Friday, but I don't want to share those yet.
Okay, good job.
And then you and me for some of the days next week as well.
Yep. I will be with you Tuesday through Friday. Wiederer and I on Monday.
Outstanding. For our guest today, Mike Brown, who was just outstanding today. Who else did we talk to?
Mike Brown.
Jack McMarlin.
Oh, yes.
The nephew, yes. Jack McMarlin.
Jack McMullen.
Yeah, yes. Super fun to talk to Jack as well. And I think that was it. Those were our guests
today. They were awesome. They were both great.
Shane Reardon did a great job executively producing whatever this was. And Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every single day. We thank you for listening to the Spiegel and Holmes Show. And we will repay that by bringing it to you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on 670 The Score.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.